Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Azara podcast. My name is Azania, and if this is your first time, I want to welcome you. And you picked the best time to listen to the episode because it's going to be sweet. It's going to be short. And I want to also wish you a Merry Christmas. And I'm hoping that you're done with your shopping and or you're doing your last minute shopping. Or are you about to wrap presents? You've already done that. That's awesome. That's awesome. And if you're cooking, hey, what are you making? Do tell. I am done with, I think my husband did the wrapping of a present. I am the worst present wrapper ever. Even the buying the bag, I'm putting the tissue paper in it. I don't even know how to make it look pretty. So if it comes ready-made in a box with a bow and everything, that's how the person's going to get it. Other than that, I get my husband wrap it up really neatly and make it look all professional, and I gift it, and then it looks great. But if you're a good rapper, presenter, or present rapper person, whatever you call them, way, good job. So, what do you do for Christmas? Do you have Christmas traditions that you follow? Is there anything you do that is different at Christmas than during the other times of a year? Do tell. I want to know. I'm thinking of doing a few things for the kids and continuing to do them as they grow up. Last year we had cinnamon rolls and I got them from the store, Pillsbury. We loved it and the little man enjoyed it. This year I am going to make it from scratch. Maybe the craziest thing to do before Christmas, but I'm starting early. I'm doing most of my cooking, or most of it is almost done. And this will be the only thing that will be left. And I figured it's something that me and the boys can do together. If I'm able to take pictures without getting flour on anybody and myself, I would do that. If not, I would try to share the finished product on Izara Podcast, my Instagram page, or I'll try to upload it on the website. So, do you guys have traditions? Growing up in Nigeria, we went to visit family, grandparents to be exact. And we got a new dress, a new pair of shoes, and you ate rice and chicken for Christmas. And that was it. You visited with friends, you visited with families. But here in the U.S., it's totally different. My family is my husband and my kids and myself, and my brother and his family, and then my in-laws and their families. We have figured out to divvy up the how we see each other. We see some on Thanksgiving, we see some at Christmas. And then what we've tried to do for the kids is on Christmas morning, we stay home. Or we stay in a place where all four of us, hubby and kids and myself, we can open presents. And I try to record it, or he tries to record it. So that's what we do on Christmas morning. But when it comes to food, I don't have any specifics. And I'm thankful that my kids are not old enough where they are demanding on what they like or what they don't like. So whatever I give them, they'll eat. Hubby is flexible, which is wonderful too. So it's not a thing of it's got to be this and not got to be that. So I'm trying to come up with something that makes it special every year. Last year we did cinnamon rolls. This year I'm going to try to make it from scratch. And if y'all think it's crazy, but think about it though. The smell of cinnamon and sugar coming straight from your oven. Don't y'all think that smells like Christmas already? All you need is like Christmas carols in the background, and boom, that's it. With a hot cup of coffee on the side, or hot cocoa on the side. Oh, guys, I'm so looking forward to it. I'm hoping it turns out the way I'm imagining it in my head. If it doesn't, oh well, we'll lick our fingers and that'll be all right too. But anywho, I just wanted to come to you with a short and a sweet one today. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for listening this whole year. Thank you for being there. God willing, next year is going to be beautiful. I have a few things that I have lined up. I'm going to pray by God's grace they'll come through. I have a couple guests that I have in mind too. Hopefully everything will turn out right. If you're traveling, I want to say safe travels. Be safe. Just like I said in my last episode, mask up, sanitize your hands, have fun with family. We only have them for such a short time. Just be thankful. that uncle or aunt or someone who always gets on your last nerve, pray and just don't mind them. I wish you Merry Christmas, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye-bye.